Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Nurse Lynn Fisher from Washington County Public Health about head lice and how to get rid of them.
With kids back in school, sometimes you hear about head lice. Is that something that we deal with here in Washington County?
Yes, we sure do. I hear about it from the school nurses in all three of the school districts. It's a fairly common problem in preschoolers and elementary school children, so we do hear a lot about it.
And just to get to the basics, if somebody's child comes home with head lice, what steps do they need to take to get rid of them?
Yes, for most cases, the over-the-counter products do work. And so that would be the first step, is to go to your local drugstore, grocery store, whatnot, and pick up the over-the-counter treatment. There's directions on the bottle, and some of these differ a little bit on their treatment regimen, but there's usually a second treatment, and that's really important to follow the bottle directions.
Is it kind of like a conditioner or a shampoo?
Right, it is, and you put it on the hair dry. That's also something that parents may not be aware of, that you put it on when the hair is dry, and then there's a certain time, usually it's about 10 minutes, and then you shampoo it off, and then the next day you don't shampoo. So it's really important to follow those directions on the bottle.
And some of those kids have that really long hair. How important is it then to comb to get
Yes.
the eggs and the lice?
Yes, that's a very good point. Combing is really important. And you're right, with children with long hair, that can be take some time, be time intensive. But it's really important to comb the hair. Yes.
Are there many cases where the treatment doesn't work, the over-the-counter treatment doesn't work?
Mm-hmm.
And if so, what should those people do?
Yes, there are cases of that, and we're seeing it sort of in the media. Sometimes they're called superbugs. Really, the lice are becoming resistant. They're adapting, and they're becoming resistant to the treatments. And so that's a very good point. Treatment failures, if you've used a product twice and it is not working, it's time to call the healthcare provider and ask for assistance. It could be that you're treating the wrong thing. Maybe it wasn't lice at all. That's a possibility. Or the lice have become resistant to that product, or maybe forgot to comb or forgot to do that second treatment. So sometimes if people don't follow the directions on the bottle very carefully, it can lead to a treatment failure as well.
And how are lice spread? Do pets play a part in this?
They don't. Cats and dogs do not spread lice. Lice are spread by head-to-head contact. Sometimes, less commonly, sharing combs, scarves, hats, but it's usually direct head-to-head contact.
So do you see it mostly with younger children?
We do, because younger children play, especially in preschool. They play together. They're at maybe a table together, and all their heads are together looking at something. So preschool and younger elementary students.
Does cleanliness then play a part, whether it's cleanliness at the home or at the school?
That's a very good question, because sometimes I think the public does think that plays a part, and it does not. Having lice is not an indication that the home is not clean, or that the person isn't clean, or that there isn't good parenting going on there. And sometimes I think the public does think that, and that is not the case.
So just about anybody could get them.
Yes.
If they're in the vicinity of the bug.
That's right. Any socioeconomic class, any age, any gender can get lice.
Are there any other myths that you want to dispel right now?
Yeah, some people think that lice transmit disease, and they don't. They don't transmit disease. They are not reportable to the Iowa Department of Public Health. We do not have to call in to Iowa Department of Public Health in Des Moines to report lice. Some other myths, people think sometimes lice can hop or fly, and they can't. They can't hop or fly. But it's really important. I think the most important myth was the one that we were talking about earlier. It's not related to cleanliness of the home or the person, and it's not related to good parenting.
And do people need to do anything for their children's bedding if they do have lice?
Yes, they can wash the bedding in the hottest hot water cycle and then run them through the dryer. We don't recommend these fumigating bombs. Neither does Iowa Department of Public Health. Actually, those can be kind of irritating to the respiratory system, and some are even toxic. So we do not recommend bombing the house or doing any heavy-duty, time-intensive cleaning of the entire home. Just the affected child, they're clothes that they wore maybe a day or two before you found out they had lice, and their bedding, and wash it in a hot setting in the wash machine, or dry, if you want to just dry the bedspread and not wash it, dry it in the dryer on the hot setting for 10 minutes.
So ultimately, what people need to do is really follow those directions for the treatment.
They do. And sometimes the children, they want that shampoo washed off sooner. And it'd be tempting to not leave it on the full 10 minutes. And that could lead to a treatment failure. Or they don't necessarily want to sit there for half an hour while the parent or guardian is combing through the hair. But again, that's really important too.
That's been today's Washington Page with Nurse Lynn Fisher from Washington County Public Health speaking about head lice. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.